I started working as the Southeast Iowa news correspondent for Tri-State's Public Radio on September 2, 2003. 16 years and a few months later, I'm moving on to a new line of work. But before I go, I wanted to spend a few minutes with you and say thank you. Thank you to Tri-State's Public Radio for taking a chance on a kid fresh out of graduate school. Thank you to my amazing coworkers over the years who have taught me so much about the world of radio and the world of journalism, and who continue to provide such an essential service to this region. Thank you to the men and women who day after day answered my phone calls and agreed to spend a few minutes with me, sharing their expertise, their experiences, and their concerns over the years. And thank you to all of you out there on the other side of this radio, who have listened to me grow and hopefully improve as a journalist over the past 16 years. When I first started working in Keokuk, I only knew a little bit about the city. A good friend of mine from college lived there, and my family was spread out throughout southeast Iowa. Fun fact, for the first year or so of my time in Keokuk, my office was the living room of the small apartment I rented on North 3rd Street. I could interview someone, write the story, and take a nap, all in the same room. My priority from the start was to meet as many people as I could, attend as many meetings as I could, and simply get a complete understanding of Keokuk. 16 years later, I think I've got a pretty good idea of what Keokuk is all about, but there is still a lot to learn. As I became more comfortable, I expanded my reach into Fort Madison, Burlington, Hancock County, and Northeast Missouri. So many people just kept answering the phone and agreeing to interviews that I could offer a wider variety of news coverage to all of you. I would like to believe that people kept answering their phones all these years because I worked every day to be fair and unbiased. I allowed people to tell me their stories, and then I did my best to deliver what they said to you in a clear and accurate manner. I wanted people to wonder, where does he stand on that issue? Because that made sure I was providing them facts and not opinions. Over the years, I've experienced so many opportunities that I would have never imagined before I started working for Tri-State's Public Radio. If you don't mind, I want to share a few of them with you now. I've hosted about a dozen community or candidate forums, attended nearly 1,000 meetings and news conferences, conducted probably 5,000 interviews, and written roughly 10,000 stories during those 16 years. And the one I found myself retelling the most over the years involves former Vice President Joe Biden. I was attending a campaign event with him in the early 2000s, and there were only about three of us there. Afterwards, I approached him, and we chatted for a few minutes on the record. When I turned my microphone off, I told him my mom was a big fan of his. He told me to call her, and as luck would have it, she left her job at the Western Rec Center a few minutes early for lunch that day. So Biden's late son, Beau, took her number, and I did not think anything of it until a few days later when my mom called me. She said she had a voicemail at work from Joe Biden wishing her a nice day and saying that he met her son. That's just one story I'll always remember from my time here at the station. I'll also remember the day I spent following Roxy, the Fort Madison School District's bloodhound who had a deformed paw. Roxy showed the kids it was okay to be different. The profile I did on the women's roller derby team in Quincy, that story won me one of my two National Journalism Awards. The divisive nature of the two courthouse debate in Lee County, it provided me my most frustrating moment as a journalist as I moderated a forum in Keokuk on the topic, and the crowd was at times unruly and at times rude. My first story that aired on NPR was when the Flood Museum in Fort Madison flooded in 2008. I'll also remember the challenging nature of sitting in courtrooms during difficult trials, in particular the trial of one of the men accused of killing a Burlington teenager a few years ago. There were also discussions about whether ducks and potbelly pigs should be allowed as pets within city limits, the protests of the oil pipeline that now runs through southeast Iowa. I think that was my first time on an NPR newscast after dozens of people were arrested during one large-scale protest. There were also countless encounters with presidential candidates. I had a chance to ask a young senator from Illinois, Barack Obama, several questions during a stop in Keokuk prior to his becoming president of the United States. I watched a staffer attempt to move former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee to another piece of sidewalk during an interview after a couple pigeons landed directly above him. There was also the construction of new libraries, new schools, new courthouses, and a multi-billion dollar fertilizer plant, and the ongoing efforts to continue those trends. And there was the time years and years ago that I covered a Veterans Day event at the Keokuk National Cemetery. I recorded the ceremony, including a young woman, I believe, who sang the national anthem. Nowadays, I save all of my interviews, but early on, I would have written my story and deleted the audio. But for some reason, I had not deleted that recording. About 2 weeks after the ceremony, I got a phone call telling me that the young woman had passed away and her family did not have a recent recording of her singing. So I was able to record it onto a CD and give it to them so they could have that recording of her singing so beautifully. There are dozens and dozens more stories I should mention here. The time does not allow it. That's radio for you. I started out in radio as a weekend announcer for a group of stations in Monmouth while I was in college. Tri-State's Public Radio has been my only professional job. I spent the past 16 years working to inform you, to entertain you, and to expand your knowledge of the world around you in a fair and unbiased fashion. I hope I've accomplished that. I did so because I love Tri-State's Public Radio, and I love journalism. Both will remain in my heart because they're needed now more than ever. But it is time for me to walk away and begin the next chapter in my life. On Monday, I will start my new job as community development planner for the city of Quincy. So instead of writing news reports about historic preservation, community development, zoning, transportation, and so on, I'll be actively participating in it. I'm excited for the new opportunity and hope to stay in touch with so many of you out there that I've met along this journey. So again, thank you for allowing me to spend the past 16 years with you. And for the final time during Afternoon Edition, I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.